Good morning. 00 hours.
Cloudy.
50 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
50 degrees.
KFH CPB is listening.
Good morning. 02 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
49 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
49 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours.
Mostly cloudy.
50 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
50 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours.
Mostly cloudy.
50 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours.
Mostly cloudy.
51 degrees.
K8RUH mobile.
What up?
Good morning. Good morning. How you doing?
Not bad, considering I got out of the house in about 13 minutes because I woke up a little late. How are you doing?
Pretty good. I saw you had somebody swing by your house last night.
Yeah, my dad decided to go hunting without any gear.
Well, why would he bring gear if he knows he can bring it to your house and you'll probably do most of it for him?
He was like, I left all my other stuff, because he's got like a hunting fanny pack, kind of like what I wear. He goes, I left it all in my other blind. I'm like, okay, so let me get this straight. You went hunting at a different site, and all your gear is somewhere else, and you went hunting anyway.
That's hilarious. It's right along the lines of the conversation we had the other day about forgetting stuff. But it sounds like it was a little bit more planned than forgotten. He knew it was somewhere else.
I honestly, I have no idea what he was doing. He didn't even have a tag. I had to give him my my restricted tag. I'm like, dude, you can't go hunting without the things you need to go hunting. So, regardless, made a nice bloody mess in my side yard, and now I'm down a tag. So, anyway, how's your deer? Did you drop it off yet? You got it on ice?
It is on ice, probably getting hung this morning. One of my buddies came over. Obviously, I don't drive a truck, so the buddy that I was at his house, he was at work. Another guy came over with his pickup truck. We drug it out, cleaned it, got it in the back of his truck. He's off most of the week. He's like, oh, don't worry about it. I'll hang it tomorrow. And so it's getting hung. I don't know. I might have to run out there tonight or tomorrow. We'll see what happens. And I think there's three or four deer now that they plan on butchering on Thursday night, I think. So get it all in the fridge tonight or tomorrow. We'll see what happens. And then do a full-on grind and all that stuff.
Good deal, man. Well, congrats. Careful how long you let that thing hang. It's 54 degrees, so last night, that was the other thing. He's like, calls me, can you go grab ice from the gas station? I'm like, sure. You want me to grab you a pizza and some beer while I'm at it? So we ended up stuffing it with ice, and I think he's taking it in this morning.
Yeah, it's got ice in it now, or last night, and then I think he was going to throw ice in it again this morning, and we'll be good. Like I said, I'll probably run it out there this evening and figuring out what I need to do. But those guys have been doing it as long as you have or longer, because they're probably older than you are. But, yeah, so not worried. They know what they're doing and going to get it done correctly. But I am going to make a call this morning, and I think instead of grinding a bunch of it, I'm going to have it cubed up, and then I'm going to take it and get sticks made, because those are always fun to have on hand. Hand them out. People love them. Good snack.
Yeah, man, I got to get some made this year. I didn't last year, but they're dangerous. So I'll open a pack, and then, like, my dad and I will sit there. We'll crush the whole pack. It's like, oh, there goes $25.
Yep, but well worth it. They're delicious.
So that was the I can't even talk. First one you rattled off with the 450.
Yeah, man, that was cool, because, you know, it's suppressed. You know, I shot it, and then you can, it's not as violent, so you can stay on looking through the glass, and then, you know, I realized after the fact, I'm like, holy crap, my ears aren't ringing. There was no, like, blowback percussion or anything. I was like, this is awesome. It was so cool.
Allowing Michiganders to hunt suppressed was the best thing the DNR has ever done, and they don't do many good things often. And I absolutely love taking deer with a suppressor.
Yeah, I can't even imagine how you could make a case for not allowing it. It's ridiculous. Like, it's just better for everyone and everything around.
Yeah, well, ask the morons at the ATF about that, why we have to pay a stamp and wait and go through background check to get my suit.
For sure, I know, but, man, I am super tempted to, eventually I'm going to do it, but I'm going to get a 9mm can. I think I'm going to get the Omega 9K. It's the size that I'm looking for, and it's not too expensive. I gotta find one. My gun shop that I've been going to, they had one a few weeks ago and called me, and I'm like, man, I'm not ready for that. I don't want to spend the money just yet, but eventually I'm gonna do it, because my goodness, it is so awesome to shoot with a can on. It's silly not to.
That's the next can. That's on my list. I might do it. I don't know. We'll see how taxes go this year. Osprey 9. I'm going to get one of those for my 19X, and then it'll literally be a gun out of a video game. Yeah, man, there's nothing like it. Like I said, that doe I shot this past weekend, three other ones were in the field staring at her like, why'd you fall? And I could have just started stacking those, but didn't feel like dealing with it, didn't have any deer or anyone to take them, so I let them slide, but I'll probably get back out. I can't work. My wife works this weekend, so I'm not getting out this weekend, but end of November I'll be out. Anyway, I'm at the office. I was running a little bit late, so it was good talking to you, dude. And maybe I'll catch you on the way out of here. I'll be clear for yours. NADF.
Cool. I'll catch up with you later. Real quick, I took that one down, and within 20 minutes, there were 6 more deer out in front of me. 2 spikes, 4 does, just milling around while that deer was laying out there. It was wild. I couldn't believe it.
That suppressor changes the game, man. I have no idea what they heard. NADDF.
Have a good day, Dakota. KE8RUH.
Good morning, 0800 hours, mostly cloudy, 50 degrees. Good morning, 0900 hours. Rain, 52 degrees.
W8FU. What up?
Me, heading to the hardware store.
Not very many radio parts there, NAKPP says.
No, but there's buckets and rubber gloves and drain cleaner, snakes, you know, all that stuff.
You working today or you house projecting it and trying to burn up some of your time?
Well, really trying to take time today, but I had a clogged kitchen sink last night, and I put some drain cleaner down it last night. Looked like it started to go down, and I woke up this morning, and it looked like it went down. I filled up the pipe again, and it wasn't, so I plunged it a couple of times, and came gushing out below the sink all over the place, and just a big mess under the sink, and so now I got to get in there, pull the S-pipe, and run a snake down it, either that or call a plumber, but I'm going to give it a try before I do that.
Yeah, plumbers are sometimes the way to go, but when it comes to how much money leaves your wallet, I've had good experiences, and I've had shocking experiences. You just never know with that trade.
Well, I pretty much know now that the water came gushing out, I pretty much know right where the clog is, so I'm pretty confident, as long as I've got I just don't have an appropriate catch basin. I gotta just run up to the hardware store and get a catch and maybe some rubber gloves, and then if I pull the trap, I'm thinking it's right in there or in the small pipe that runs down from that, and I've got a snake, goes on the end of a drill, so I mean I got everything, so no point in calling somebody in all that for just something I can easily do. Oh, man.
Don't do that.
A plumbing or a yawning or
early in the go.
I know you wake up at the butt crack of dawn, but I'm just getting started and I'm already tired.
There you go. Oh, Sean, did I tell you that I talked to Dave?
Dave's not here, man. No.
The other Dave, the EOC Dave.
Okay. Is he here?
No, I talked to him on the phone. He wants to meet with me on Thursday night.
Groovy. Come on, the hardware store gotta be open. Yeah. Sure don't look open. Anyhow, let me run in here. I'll be right back.
Okay, Cujo, your turn. Are you moving yet?
Yeah, I'm heading down to USAO to fix a reader with a camper. And then I got Google after that.
I'm going to try jumping in on my All-Star node, because I've been playing with it. Give me a second here. I'll be right back, about a minute at the most. Okay, how do I sound?
A little quieter.
Okay, well, I can pick that up. Any better?
Oh, a little. Try again.
How about here?
Yeah, you sound about level there. I don't think you're over-modding, though.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I've been playing around with this a little bit, trying to get it right. Just trying to do the USB fancy one, but I can't seem to get that to work. But the simple one seems to work good. It's just got a squelch tail on it I can't eliminate, and it bothers me.
Does it have automatic audio leveling in it?
This does not. I would have to use my good radio, and I'm not. I'm using the Ocean radio, or if you see it. The Ocean, where the W is silent, that's what I'm using right now.
Okay, yeah, when you said Ocean, you came up and then you went down. So I don't know if it's using like a mic. I have that problem. That's why when I was on BMR, they're like, oh, you're sounding better, because I talk across the mic and not into it anymore. This one here, I got about 3-4 inches from my mouth.
Okay. What would you say about this signal?
Your signal is good. I don't hear any crackling or any skipping or digitizing. It's just your audio dropped out a little bit. You seem a little quieter. I can turn my radio up, and I'm... Yes, sometimes.
Fancy radio. Give me a minute.
Fancy radio, stand by. You're driving. In the rain.
Big M.
Oh, see, it's not a little bit, it's way better there. I can hear you.
Okay. I got one other trick up my sleeve. Give me a second. How about this?
That sounds nice. I can hear you.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure of some of these things. I'm looking at the meter right now on the screen, and yeah, it's still a tad low, I think. Oh, maybe not. It's bouncing between 3 and 5.
Yeah, you're like me. You have highs and lows in your voice. I said, but I came from law enforcement, so I know how to project my voice across the crowd. So I tend to talk a little bit higher on the radio.
Yeah, I guess it depends what radio you were on back when you were in law enforcement, too. I told you the story I got yelled at when I was talking on their 800s. I talked too loud, and because, you know, you're so used to yelling on the VHF stuff. Of course, you know, you're always running around in quadrant one, too, so you're always, same with you. Sometimes you're kind of excited.
Oh, this is back when I was like 18, 19, and they are on 39.4 VHF. So I have to key the mic, wait for the repeater click, key the mic again, and then because LA County was so big, I had to get my information out fast. So I'd be like 168 Frank, 1098, 168 Frank, and then they would come back. And always had that big, loud, you know, hum click. They're older Motorola's.
Yeah, we were using 154, 205, and then in the early days we were 155, 715, but they booted us off that. So until this day, they're still at 154, 205. You know, they got the P25 in the trucks. I told you about that, but nobody uses them. The only one you want to, you know, call a cop for help, then you use it.
Yeah, when I was out there, they were just coming out with the, the statewide system. This is, I left California in 89, so early 88, they were just coming out with the new radios, the patrol unit all the way up to San Bernardino County. Tested it. Clear as a bell.
That's what Sean says. It's either 100% or 0%. There's no in between. This should be working pretty good.
On patrol live.
I'm using my little HP Motorola
HP
to
hotspot.
I'm hoping I get it close.
25 system. And when I'm at the hit, they hear the boob, and then they hear another boob. I'm like, shut up, get off the trunk, and then finally you hear the triple beep, and then boom, then you know they're in on the radio. Sometimes they sound a little garbled.
In the old days, the state over there on that side of the state, they were all in the low band stuff too. But they were the only ones that were, I don't know what's great English, that'd be something funny to say. They were the only ones that were in the low band stuff. Everybody else was in the VHF stuff. Of course, you know, now I'm dating myself. Now, like you said, late 80s, early 90s.
No, you're not dating yourself because you're the same age as me. I'm 55.
Believe it or not, I got hit by 10 years, 65. I get all the Medicare letters now, probably 3 a day.
I was getting AARP since I was 35, somewhere around there, because I'm a junior.
Oh, I believe it. They're here to help. What I thought was the funniest thing was I had to go have a physical, which was a part of the deal. Okay, and it was all questionnaires on whether or not anybody in my family or kids or relatives or anybody else was taking advantage of me, either financially or physically or, you know, place to live or things like that. I mean, I'll bet you there was 5 minutes worth of questions on that. You know, they could care less that, you know, your heart feels funny or you got a headache all the time or any other stuff. I'm just saying that rhetorically. They were more worried about whether or not somebody was taking advantage of me. So get ready for that question, buddy.
Well, my son moved out, so he's on his own. My daughter still lives with me, but she throws me cash here and there for her car insurance and for the satellite and the internet. And that's all I ask of her. I just helped her fill out MI Bridges. We'll see how that goes.
Oh, I didn't mean to go down that road. I'm sorry. I meant the road about how they were worried about me being taken advantage of. That's the road I was going down to at a physical. You know, that's what I thought. Oh, this must be a thing.
Well, yeah, they ask that all the time. They ask my wife that. You know, they ask me that. You know, do you feel safe at home? I'm like, no, my wife will want to knock me down the stairs if I make her mad. You know, I joke about it. Kind of thing, but yeah, they ask those questions before surgery or any doctor's appointment. How do you feel at home? I'm like, I'm perfectly fine.
Nothing. I just fall down the stairs a lot because somebody keeps putting marbles on the stairs.
You know what you tell them?
I know. It's just decent.
No, you tell them, you just say, yeah, life's not worth living. I don't know why I bother. Anyhow, next question.
There you go. Sean, do you have marbles on your stairs, too?
I have what on my stairs?
I just, does she put marbles on your stairs, too?
No. I'll be damned. Marbles on the stairs. That's a good one.
Yeah, I saw it on a TV show one time. I thought, now that's pretty ingenious. Just got to make sure that you clean up the marbles before you call the help.
I have dog toys. We call them the death balls. They're black Kong balls. So when you're either walking in the living room or walking somewhere in the house and they leave them wherever in the middle of the night, you step on it, you'd be sure to go like a skateboard.
Hold on, I gotta jump out again. I'll be right back.
Your turn, Mr. Cujo, CCAKKO from NAKBP. And then Sean comes back. I gotta jump out because my phone is going crazy. So far, I've got 3 work calls. I guess work is more important than talking on the radio. Nah, it ain't.
That's why I like my job. I drive everywhere. I have a chance. I just throw my call out there, and if anybody's there, they pick up. They pick up. They don't. And I just listen to my radio. But also, too, my house, it was really fun. I have a better, easier time walking down the stairs of my house, which was built in 1929, than my son, where he'll come down, he'll miss a step, and all of a sudden he's sliding down the stairs. Like, again, he's like, yep.
Didn't they change the dimension of the steps? I know that there's a pitch that, I don't know what it is, 12, 10, you know, whatever, 12 foot and 12 rise, or 12, whatever it is, 12 foot, you know, 12 inches depth and 8 inch rise, and it used to be whatever they could get away with, they would get away with years ago, you know, in the early hundreds, and now I think that there's a standardization of what steps have to be, so, you know, younger generation, i.e. our kids, you know, they probably haven't spent too much time on steps that weren't the standard.
No, we've lived in this house for 6 years. My son's in construction. He goes, yeah, these are short steps. I mean, when you go up the stairs and you kick the backboard, yeah, like I said, it's 1929 at the farmhouse. So I'm like, that's what the handrail is for. So now, because of my neck surgery, I use a handrail a lot more often.
Yeah, my son lives up in Lenox, and his house is 1900s, too, and those steps are, like, they're steep, almost to the point where they're a ladder. But his basement is like a Michigan basement. Looks like somebody went out in the field and found a bunch of rocks and cemented them all together. It's a real solid basement. I mean, I would go down there in a big storm, you know, but still it was just one of those that was built that way. And then all of a sudden somebody decided you needed basically a ladder to get down there. So those stairs wigged me out.
You just described my basement. I have a Michigan basement. And they rebuilt the steps going down underneath the steps of the dirt. But, yeah, the whole basement is all rocks and whatever they could put together. The addition has got a concrete foundation around it. But still, on real heavy storms, it tends to leak a little.
Yeah, this house is definitely pump dependent. So that's for sure. So it's probably built a similar design, you know, same way. But then again, it's a real solid house. We yanked out, when he first bought it, we yanked out the fuel oil furnace. There was a natural gas line in front of this house. We couldn't believe it. And it was like real reasonable to have that pipe run to the house. It was like under $2,000. And I told him, I said, look, dude, I said, you stay here more than 2 or 3 years, that gas line's going to pay for itself. So we put one of those 95% efficient, 96% efficient furnaces in this house so we didn't have to screw with the chimney, drill the hole in the side of the house and put the plastic pipe in it and called it good. And it's been there probably 10 years now, and his gas bills are real reasonable. Even though the house isn't insulated, I guess the way it was designed back then to keep the walls vented and the big space in the gap, it's surprisingly efficient.
Sounds like my house. They gutted mine from the previous owners. It was a flip, so I got new electrical, new PEX water lines, 50-gallon high-efficiency commercial water heater, high-efficiency furnace. I still have the chimney, but it's just the base of it in the basement. That's it.
Water heater. We just did a traditional little 30, 40-gallon one and with power vent. You know, same thing. And my daughter, she's got, I don't know, 3 or 4 kids, and she just had one of those water heaters, those on-demand water heaters put in her house. Oh, my God, is that thing impressive. So, but, you know, you have to use a lot of hot water to justify it. It was like a little over $2,000 to have it installed. But, you know, she turned on the washing machine or the dishwasher or something. I was down there, and that thing kicked on right away. I mean, you know, and water comes out at like 130 degrees, you know, up to like 10 gallons a minute or something like that. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, mine is a big round 50-gallon, probably a little bit shorter than me. It's got the exhaust fan mechanism on the top, you know, that blows the exhaust out. And I don't touch it. I just had the release valve replaced in it because the line built up around it and was pushing out on the valve and making it trip a little bit. So I just had that done, and then because of how they connected the pegs to the copper, line built up, ate away the connector, blew the water line, and I had water everywhere. It was not a fun day.
Yeah, that happens. So, hey, sir, I got to let you go. Maybe Sean's back by now. I'm on call number 4, so I got to take some of these calls, so start calling these guys back because they're going to get mad at me. Two of them I work with, so they're going to think, oh, well, he's going around again, so I got to at least get the impression that I'm working. So I will talk to you a little bit later. KCAK Joe, NAKPP after yours.
Have a great, have fun. KCAK Joe.
Okay, I'm back. What the hell is that? Must have just been an oopsie. Anywho. Or.
Like a note hanging up.
Yeah, I'm coming in on a 2.6, so you would think it's something hanging there. I know yesterday there was supposedly some tomfoolery on it, so I'll have to check out the hub when I get home, see. But I've got a plumbing issue to deal with, so it's going to be low priority.
I totally get it. I just had the plumbing redone on Saturday.
Plus, I got a 10 o'clock meeting, so I probably won't get to my plumbing issue until after the meeting. So, not well. Even on the day off, I get hours in.
I was off on that, quote-unquote, vacation, and I charged hours for people calling me. Yeah, but luckily I have that advantage. But in regards to your plumbing issue, I think it's going to be in the trap. You have a garbage disposal?
Yeah. But I think the clog is on the, it's a double sink, obviously. Well, not obviously, but it's a double sink, garbage disposal is on the right, the drain down is on the left, and both sides are plugged up, so it's going to be in the trap below the non-garbage disposal side of the sink.
Could just be biological, that's what mine was.
Yep, I'm pretty sure that's what it is, just grease filled up and stuff. We have the dishwasher that drains into the sink, and whatnot. I know we're not the most careful when it comes to, you know, what we put down there. And it's been a very, very long time, so it doesn't surprise me.
There's a pink foam or powder that my daughter buys for her shop. I'm not sure if there's some for kitchen sink. I know she uses it for the commode. But, it works pretty good, and it's biodegradable and non-toxic.
I use this Zep stuff, or Zip, or Zep, or something like that. It's a gel. You just pour it into the standing water, it finds its way down. And that worked for me once before, and I had some left over underneath the sink. It was like a quart. Two uses or something like that. They call for 16 ounces, and it was a quart. And this time it did not work for me. And so I went and got some more, but I bought the stronger stuff and let that set overnight. And I got up in the morning, no, nothing. So I figured, okay. Plunged it a few times. That was my mistake because, you know, now it's gushing out of the pipes down below above the trap. So it's like, okay. So right above, you know, the joint right above the trap, it was gushing out. So I think I know where my problem is. Anyhow, I just pulled up at the house. I'm going to get inside with my stuff, eat my breakfast sandwich, get ready for my meeting, and then put on my rubber gloves and get jiggy with it. W8FU.
Good morning, 10:00, 52 degrees. Good morning, 11:00, 53 degrees.
My dog is out there in the rain, and I gotta go get her just a second.
She's out there looking for her arch enemy, a squirrel. Like a raincoat day.
And I just walked the block in the rain. I couldn't park it back by the loading dock this time, so I had to park in the loading zone, commercial vehicles only, in front of the Old Folk Bar.
There you go. What time did you say you were in?
Downtown.
Try it one more time and cut yourself off. I'm going through my little All-Star notes, so there's a slight delay there.
Oh, downtown. The D. Downtown on 4th Street.
Oh, very good. Okay. So, I heard something kind of interesting. It was a pontification, not to go into politics, but I heard Dugan isn't going to run again. And then the other story I heard is Dugan wants to become the next governor.
I'm trying to think if that's a good thing or not. I mean, Detroit's really picked up in the past few years, I guess you could say.
I don't lean that way, but for him, I would. I would vote for him.
I just see a lot of positive outcomes. Goes by the person, put it that way.
Same here. Hackle. Like I said, I'm a leaner. I lean to the right, but I'm not stuck there, you know? I mean, I'm not going to vote for somebody just because they're not on the right. So, you know, Dugan, yes. Hackle, yes. You know, people that I think have done good jobs, you know, I'll go that way.
That's how I do it. I like this one, I like that one. You know, not too sure about this one, but we'll go this way. Yeah, I'm the same way. I have no party affiliation. I vote for who I think is best to fill the position that is requested.
Dittos. Yeah. You know, and sometimes even if I don't agree, I'll lean that way just because I think they'll probably get more done, you know, because they'll have more friends. So. Yeah, you know, sometimes you got to be a realistic person, too, when it comes to that kind of stuff. You know, a realist, as they say. All right, enough about that. I don't think the guy's ever going to show up and clean up my backyard, so I got tired of waiting for him. I kind of started to do it on my own, but whatever.
I love people who cross against the light and think that they have the right of way until I run them over.
How big of a vehicle do you drive?
Transit Connect, so a TARC cart.
Oh, okay. Yeah, my little work car is a Fusion, baby car. Personal truck is Ram 2500. That's a big boy truck. I like that, but I don't drive it very much, only on trips.
No, they stopped doing full size a few years ago. I drove one of the big transits temporarily, and I really didn't like it. You know, I like my little van here. It's the right size for me. I can fit in small spaces. You know, so I'm content with this design.
Switch to my little mobile here. Okay, I'm going to get back with you, dude. I'm going to run in my car, and I'll call you when I'm mobile. NAKPP.
KKJ, I'm just pulling up to Google, LCA. I gotta go through their security checkpoint. I'll talk to you soon. KKJ.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 53 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 54 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 55 degrees.
NAKPP. NAKPP.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 57 degrees.
On the road again.
Why are you so angry?
Oh, I'm battling a clogged drain. I probably should have thrown in the towel and called a plumber. But, I got a snake. It broke on me. And I looked at it, and it said, Lowe's Cobalt brand, hassle-free, lifetime guarantee. And I said, well, they surely can't cover, you know, this. So I call the 1-800 number, 888-3-COBALT, and it says, you buy any hassle-free cobalt tool, and it breaks for any reason, you take it back to the store you got it from, they will exchange it without a receipt, no questions asked, for another one just like it. Oh, okay, so I took it in there, first thing, oh, I'm sorry, we don't return plumbing. It says right here on it, it's got a lifetime hassle-free guarantee, so I think you do. Well, no, we don't. And I says, no, I think you do. And I go, it says right there on the package. So, oh, well, do you have the receipt? And I go, no, I don't. I says, but your policy, no, our policy says it. No, I'm sorry, your policy says this. You want me to play for it? No, I don't need to hear it. I go, I'm telling you, call your corporate. It's telling you, and they're arguing with me. So finally, they I'm the hassle. They agree to refund it to my credit card, and I have to figure out which card I put it on. It's a lifetime guarantee. I might not even have the card I put it on, right? But anyhow, so they find, you know, they finally, they look up my phone number, and luckily I didn't buy it that long ago, and they find the card I put it on. They refund it to that card. Luckily I still had it. And then I had to buy it again. I'm thinking, well, that's not what it says. And they're arguing with me and acting like I'm the problem.
Oh, yeah. Especially when you called and confirmed that that's the, you know, no receipt, nothing, just swap it out, you know, like Craftsman used to be, or maybe they still are, I don't know, or at Sears that was never an issue. You could buy a screwdriver, take it out into your car and just put it in a vice, break it in half and bring it back and they'll give you a new one. Yeah, I don't know, kind of a runaround you got there, but at least got it done, so that's good.
Yeah, I mean, I have to return it. They have to refund my card, and then I kind of rebuy it, you know, which is not supposed to be the case. But, you know, what bothers me is that when I finally got them to, you know, they, you know, the woman that was the manager, she was just like frustrated that, you know, fine, give it to them. You know, I'm like, no, not fine, give it to me. Why don't you listen to your own policy? Here, I'll play it for you. No, I don't have time for that. Just give it to them. Like I'm the problem. And then finally I found it. I went and sat down after I got done. I go, look, I go, I'm not trying to be a jerk about this, but I go, you need to understand this is the policy. I'm not here because, you know, I'm just trying to pull one over. I called the I didn't think it'd be returnable at all. I was shocked to find it out. But there it clearly says low or cobalt hassle-free lifetime warranty, and then dial this number for details. You dial the number, it says for the lifetime warranty details or whatever, the warranty details, press 1. You press 1, it says you may return your product at, you know, for a replacement with no questions asked, no receipt necessary. And I played it for the kid. I go, you see what I'm saying? He goes, yeah, I can see why you'd think that, but that's not the case. And what do you mean it's not the case? I just played it for you. What is the case then? He goes, well, that just applies to the hand tools. I go, no, it doesn't say that. It says right there on the package, hassle-free lifetime guarantee, and we are listening to the term of the hassle-free lifetime guarantee. I go, why don't you connect that? You know, it's like, oh, my God. I was just so frustrated when I walked out. I got what I wanted, but it was anything but hassle-free.
Yeah, wow. I would have been exactly like you. I would have handled that the exact same way. Kind of got you know, what you needed, but, yeah, still kind of like, really? You know, here it is, black and white, and here it is, you know, audio. Here it is on the package. Yet you're going to argue with me and give me a runaround way of doing it. Yeah, whatever. Okay. Go buy the cobalt stuff somewhere else next time.
Apparently, I got the hassle, you know, guaranteed, not the hassle-free guarantee. So, but yeah, like I said, ultimately I did get it. Although not exactly what was supposed to happen. I wasn't supposed to get a refund and then repurchase it. In fact, if I would have known that, I should have said, you know what? If that's the case, I don't even want this. Just refund my money. Here, take your broken tool back. You know, if that's the way you're going to do it, you know, it clearly states for a replacement. There's no refund. You know, they will give you a replacement. So, anyhow, I have a good mind to write a letter to corporate just to say, you know, hey, I would like the, you know, the manager there to just be informed of your policy and not to hassle customers coming in for the hassle-free guarantee.
All righty. Yeah, I hear you. KE8 VSI. Yeah, I had just got back from Florida. I think you know that. And I had a crown come off while I was there. I just got back from the dentist, and turns out it actually broke the underlying tooth that it was mounted to, and I need yet another implant. So not good news here either. So anyway, station calling. Go ahead.
You know, Charlie, I'm killing the shit out for sure. Well, guys, so where's Cobalt? Is that Lowe's or is that Harbor Freight?
Oh, I would expect nothing less from Harbor Freight. No, that's Lowe's house brand, I believe.
So far for Harbor Freight, I haven't had any issues with them. I really don't do a lot with Lowe's, though.
Yeah, I didn't know it was their house brand. I thought they were sold in other places as well. So, yeah, I would definitely write a letter or something along those lines.
Yeah, I don't know. And, you know, and I have no reason to doubt Harbor Freight. I've never had the user warranty. I just assumed it would be tough. But I could be quite wrong on that. So I haven't had to utilize any of their warranties for any of their products at this point in time. So. And, Greg, yeah, I'm sorry about the tooth. That sounds like a bummer. I hate dental work. God, nothing I fear more. So I got to go in and get some done. I had a surgical extraction was the last thing I had done. It's been 2 years now. And other than that, I've been in for a scaling or whatever they call it, cleaning. That was brutal, but not bad. So I got to get in, but yeah, I'm not, doesn't sound like fun. I've got a hole where a tooth used to be. I never consider getting an implant at this point because it doesn't really bother me. Good luck with that. All right, I'm going to jump in the house here. Cujo, go ahead, pick it up. W8FU.
On a good note, I hope you got your clog issue taken care of. Go ahead, Greg. KKKJO.
Yeah, for sure. We need to follow up on that. So, yeah, I just heard you say you were angry when I was pulling into my sub, and I didn't reply until I got in the house because I didn't want to sit in my car. So I guess we'll have some catching up to do later. Anyway, good to hear from you, Cujo. I'm going to get settled in here and figure out what's for dinner, that kind of thing. Talk to you guys later. KE8 BSI.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 58 degrees.
NAKPP. Try it again without the echo. NAKPP.
Good evening, 1800 hours. 59 degrees.
W8EAP. TFM. How you doing?
Doing okay, just getting off of work. How was your hunting? Did you get anything more than just the one, or did you have a tag for more than one, or?
Nah, just the one. I'll still do some more hunting in December and like right after Thanksgiving. So I've got two more tags, but actually you can get as many doe tags as you want. I think you can get 10, something like that. So. Yeah, if I get back out again, I'll try for another one. But the one tag I have left, 4 points or more on one side, so got to look for the big one now.
Right, so, yep, good deal. Now that was on your camp property there.
Yeah, I was on the state land across the street. I like to hunt out there a little bit more. I see a lot more deer in the swamp that's in the state land across the street. But I could walk from there, but I usually just take my truck to the ORV trail, park off the side of that, and then walk in. But it's almost directly in front of the cabin by like 700 yards, 1,000 yards, something like that.
Yep. Hey, who are you, at home or in the, sounds like you're at home or maybe at the car, but it sounds like you're at home.
Nope, I'm at home. I was just getting a Uber ordered to get some parts delivered for me, and I decided I'd turn on the radio. Like, as soon as I hit the power button, I heard you. You were the first thing I heard after it came up.
Roger, are you on your node or just straight RF? I'm straight RF right now.
No, I'm RF. I use my 705 for VHF, UHF stuff, and then I got my FT710 for all the other stuff. But yeah, I got the 705 plugged in.
Well, sounds good. Definitely sound good, and you have no background noise, so that's good. You want a discount?
Yeah, this is the discount.
Yeah, Dave's working on trying to get some antennas situated. He had a Nagoya Magnum out as air conditioner or something, man. It was like a high match. I can't believe that. That's just weird. It's no matter where I stuck that thing in my house, in the windowsill, on a cookie sheet, no cookie sheet, it still matched pretty good, like under a 1.5. So, yep, he's got some antenna work to do, but he's getting there. I think he's got his HF outside hooked up.
Yeah, I think in the city with all the messing around with different things that we do, I think the disc cone with the fixed meter whip is absolutely the way to go. I think it covers all the bases. I'm going to buy another one and put it at the cabin up north. And then I think I'll take my my MD 9600. Yeah, the 9600. I'm going to take that one up north and set a disc cone up there.
Yeah, I got a couple mobiles up there. I just haven't hooked anything up. I got a Comet base antenna, an X50, or the equivalent one. Just haven't put it up. One of these days, I need to drill some holes, and trying to figure out how to run the coax in. Anywho, yeah, that's about it. A typical dreary, rainy night. Anything else new? Any new radios or anything?
No, nothing new. I had the Uber a mile away from me, so I'm going to have to go outside here, so I'm going to step away in a second. But I did have one question for you. How bad were the pine needles at the cabin this year?
Not as bad. We only did one cleanup. Well, usually we did two cleanups, but no, not too bad. Because remember, I cut down about eight or nine trees. So, yeah, it was definitely better. Still bad, but definitely better. Not like it was a few years ago. So, yeah, I would say it's much better.
That's cool. Yeah, I was up north, and I was thinking about that. I'm like, man, I didn't hear Eric complain about pine needles. I was kind of curious if it was the same as it was last year, where you had, I don't know, would you have 60 bags?
You know, I had over 100 bags, and then I had a few more bags. I forgot to do the roof. No, I there's a guy who lives like two streets over. Actually, lives on the street by the cemetery. You know, when you turn in the cemetery, that first street, Beaver, I think it is, or Otter, one of the two. Anyhow, there's a guy who lives there. He does the cleanup for me. And he did it about 2 weeks ago. So, I don't do that. I just pay him to do it.
Cool. All right. Well, I got to step away here, so I'll chat with you a little bit later on. So, take it easy, man. It's KE8TFM. I'll be clear.
Roger. All righty, man. Have a good one. Maybe talk to you a little bit later. W8EAP. Yeah, is that KJO? Go ahead.
Yeah, when I meet him in the boonies, I'm gonna help me. He's in the home yet. Just got up home. I'm gonna head out to the target.
Yeah, you're a little rough. You're a little rough in the machine, but I can hear you. Yeah, we're just about home right now. Going into crossing over into Utica.
Yeah, I left Ann Arbor about 5-ish and get over here in Novi. I gotta go up to Wakeham and Grand River now for my son, so I can get his girlfriend her phone case.
Roger. All right, man. Safe ride. Just about home. W8EAP.
And 3 2 2 2 0.
Evening, cloudy. 57 degrees.
Of course, it affects the dishwasher,
in both sides of the sink because they're all, you know, they're all using the same pipe. But other than that, no, no effect on anything else in the house.
Question.
Answer.
B4ZYQ, is that you, Sean?
Yeah.
What power do you think the clog might be, or do you even have an idea? I have a metal thing you can use to clear it out. It's a drum with a snake that you can put in it, feed it in manually, turn it. If you want to borrow it, it's up to you. B4ZYQ.
I appreciate it, Joe. I have one, and it broke on me and when I was using it earlier. That's why this is not done already, because I was having all sorts of trouble. It got stuck and jammed, and as I was pulling it out, it broke, and then as I was pulling it out, and then I looked, and it has a a hassle-free lifetime guarantee. So then I took it to Lowe's and went to cash in on their hassle-free lifetime guarantee, and it got hassled, the likes of which I was not happy. I got quite a bit of hassle for a hassle-free lifetime guarantee. But that's a story for another time. But that's what's got me behind the eight ball. So I just got to go back and get that snake back out and work that spot again.
Okay, just thought I'd throw that out there. KE4ZYQ, clear to listen.
Yeah, I heard that story earlier today. Yeah, that's ridiculous. That sounds like a nice enforcing letter to the higher-ups. Let's just leave it at that. But with the PDC, I'm really surprised that grease built up in there. But I had that in my office. It's really nice, and they called it a biological clog. There was nothing in there but all the grease that attached to the laundry tub and all that other mishmash that came with it. So if you get that trap cleaned out, you should have somewhat of a clear area or a clear slope.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems to be all over in the pipe. It's. I know pretty much where it is, you know, not exactly, but I got derailed a little bit earlier on the whole project, so like you say, we're gonna take a little sandwich break here. I'm at Culver's, and then I'll roll up my sleeves and go at it for good. And if I'll either get it, or else I'll be taking tomorrow off as well and buying some PVC and replacing some pipe. I don't look forward to that. I'm not good at it, so I'm debating calling somebody in to do it, but I don't know. Then the worst part is I got to leave on, my wife's not going, but I've got to go somewhere Thursday night pretty much through Sunday, so I don't want to leave her there, you know, with no sink drain. That would be, there's no way I can do that. It's got to get done. Pretty much got to get done tomorrow.
Yeah, it's somewhat known plumber, but you know, he just came in on Saturday, but he's a contractor that my son used to work with. I'm sure he might know somebody.
Well, I know I can do it all, so. Don't want to, but I know I can, so. It's just a matter of just coming to the realization of what I got to do. So, there's that.
Oh, I get it. I'm not happy with having someone do it, but, you know, I'll do it to a point. But after that, I just call my son and go, hey, and then he'll try to come out and do some of the work, and then his buddy Mike comes out and does the rest of the work. And then I had to have that water line fixed. I learned a little bit from the last time, and just with the line buildup in Romeo, it was enough that it ate away the stainless steel clamp. First, the water changed. I had water spraying in the basement, didn't even know it. Then I put a temporary clamp on it, then he came out and put a brass ring clamp on it with a new piece of PVC, and it still leaked, but it was a slow drip. And I told him about it, he goes, I'll be out there, and he came up and redid the whole thing.
Well, I appreciate that, and we'll see. Like I said, I gotta go. I just gotta go get on it. Like I said, I know right where the blockage is. I've got a snake, you know. So just do that, and then I should be all set. So there you have it. It's just funny those grease clogs, you know, biologicals. They, you know, they don't clear out all that easy. Like you gotta work that pipe. You know, they don't like to come loose.
Well, I know, like I said, I'll find out what that powder is that my daughter buys. I think it's better than Zip because there's one that she uses to clean the commode, and she just pours in this powder. It turns it into pink foam. It fills up the bowl, and then just gets rid of everything around, and then she just switches the brush, and then, boop, everything's gone. And I get it on my mine at home, and I got rid of some stains, calcium stains. So I'll find out what it is, and see if you can get it at Home Depot or something like that. I'll let you know tonight. I'll send you a message on Facebook about it. But I like the stuff, and it smells nice, and it's biodegradable.
As long as it ain't Lowe's.
I have a funny feeling I think it's Walmart, believe it or not. And it's not that expensive, because I don't like using the chemical-based stuff, because it eats away the plastic.
I think I'm next up at the window. I'll be back. I'll be at a few. Man, Culver's. Always gotta wait at Culver's. I guess. I think one time I actually got my order at the window and was able to go along my merry way. But every other time I've been here, it's always, they put the sticker on your car and make you pull forward. Who? Didn't catch the name. Oh yeah, there was also one right by Oakland Mall, my Micro Center, and I think I was at that one once, but I went in, and that was the only experience I ever had with that place. I don't remember it, good, bad, or otherwise.
Well, that one is gone. It is now a BP gas station. The only Steak and Shake left is Great Lakes Crossing, and it's not like it used to be. I mean, it's still decent food. It's still got the little shoestring fries, which I love. But there's only like one or two of them in existence in Michigan. One in Grand Rapids. Oh, by the way, which I saw yesterday when I was out there. And the one up at the Great Lakes Crossing. Besides that, they're pretty much defunct, just like hot now.
Yeah, I don't remember much about them. I don't remember what their shtick was. I don't even remember what I got. But, seems to me I kind of remember the fries. Talk about the thin fries, I kind of remember that. It's a long time ago. I just don't recall the, there's a lot of chains I've never been to. And then there's some that people love and I can't stand, like Chick-fil-A. I don't get it.
We are in the same boat. I don't mind Chick-fil-A, but I'm not going to wait an hour to an hour and a half in a line for a chicken sandwich with a pickle on it.
Yeah, I, you know, I thought it really would be something. I thought the chicken would be really good or the breading or something, you know, and it was just pretty typical, you know. Wasn't any great care into this, you know. Now, the one, I got to say, the one that was near my daughter down in Houston, actually, they were north of Houston in the burbs, and the one they had there seemed pretty better to me than this one up there on Hall Road. Now, there's another one, I guess, that's opened recently, but I've only been to the one, you know, that the first one that opened there by the Golden Butthole.
and totally underwhelmed. Nothing about it makes me go back unless I happen to be going by and just said, eh, what the hell, you know, and there was no line. But I would never, I'd never really plan to go there. And Sonic is another one. God, I used to like Sonic. That place is terrible. If you want to talk about the, you never have to pull forward. But, oh, my God, I've never been to a place as slow in my life. I don't know if it's all Sonics, but for sure it's that one at Cass and Grosbeck or whatever it is, south of Cass. That is just horrible.
They're all the same, even the one over by Oakland Mall. It takes forever. That's why I don't go there. You know, now in the summertime, when it's warm out and I'm in your neck of the woods, I'll go to Eddie's Drive-In. And I get pretty decent food and top-notch service there every single time.
You know, I don't think I've ever been there. I know exactly where it's at. I've been by it a million times. And I don't think I've ever been there. If I have, I cannot remember. I know they do car shows there in the summer and things like that. And I'm going to have to do that. That sounds like fun. So one of these days. But, I mean, I'm not big on the whole burger thing, you know, generally. But occasionally it, you know, feels good. But tell me more about what they do and what they do well. But, yeah, like I said, Sonic. Yeah, the one even over here by Oakland Mall is not good. I do like they have this diet cherry limeade and diet limeade, and I like those, you know, because they're like 0 or 5 calories, and you get that Route 44, that huge one. The only problem is that I always want the diet limeade, and they always give me the diet cherry limeade, and it's like, no, and I even tell them, I pull up and I said, I'd like a diet limeade. And they go, okay, that'll be, you know, pull around, you know, and I usually go during the happy hour when like $2, and, you know, I said, now that's the limeade, right, not the cherry. And I go, so I do not want cherry. Yep, just the limeade, yep. And I pull up, and they hand me a cherry limeade every time. It's like, oh, my God, it got to be a joke. They're just so, I don't know what it is. They just don't understand English, or the person that's taking the order doesn't remember to tell the person making the drink. Do they shut down in the winter? You know, is it a summer, spring, summer, fall thing, and then shut down?
Yeah, unless you know a way that they can roller skate to your car in a foot of snow. Yeah, it's a spring and summer. She opens up, I think, just after April Fool's Day, and she stays open as long as she can during warm weather. And then her mom shut it down for the winter season. But, they do pretty good, and the service is always good. You know, she only hires top-notch service people. And if she's got a problem with one of the servers, they're out of there. She hasn't taken that.
Well, it's going to be a while, and they probably just shut down recently. We got to get through the winter, but I'll try to remember that and make it a point. I'm out and about all day. So, and I'm not far from there often, so yeah, I'll make it a point to do that next spring. It's amazing as how many times I've been by that place, and I don't believe I've ever been.
And she does the car shows, I think, on the weekends. That place is pretty good. Then you're out by Metro Airport off of Huron River and Ecorse. That is, I got to think now, Blue Sky Diner, which is also an old Dairy Queen, and they got good burgers there, too. And if you're off in Farmington Hills, then you got to go
never been to that one. But let's see, my son and I went to Miller's Bar Friday. Was it Friday? Thursday or Friday? Maybe it was Thursday. We went to Miller's. It's always a lot of fun. And you know, a place that's on my, you know, I always love Lafayette. Haven't been there in a long time. Got to get to Lafayette, Coney Island. But one I want to try that I know for a fact I've never been to, but it's been on my radar, is Dooley's. I do want to get to Dooley's, Coney, and give them a whirl. But I don't know when I'll squeeze that in.
I will pick Lafayette over American any day. And before that, I used to go to Red Hawks, Coney Island. That was in on Victor and Highland Park. They were really good. 100-year-old recipe, and they're still out. The restaurant is closed, but you can get their Red Hawks chili sauce at Vincent Joe's Market, Dearborn Market, and Randazzo's and stuff like that. And I know that family.
Oh, yeah, for me, Lafayette's the reigning champ. I've found nothing better than Lafayette. So I don't recall having a Red Hot. I've seen their product, I think, but I don't remember ever going there. Yeah, Dooley's the one that's just been popping up on my radar on Facebook. You know, it's been popping up every now and again. They're talking about, you know, must-do Detroit restaurants, and, you know, they keep showing up. There's a deli down there, too, that shows up a lot. I forget which one it is, but what's the one in Ann Arbor? You know what? Let me get inside with the burger. Again, I can get on the radio from in there. But we could talk food all night, man. And I'm on this Ozempic now, so it kind of ruins it because, you know, I used to be able to, you know, go ahead, but now everything kind of is not appealing to me anymore. It's like to suffer my way through a hamburger. All right, I'll be back. Got to run inside the house with the bag of goods. W8FU.
Sounds like the repeater had a little bit of gas there.
Good evening, 20 hundred hours. Cloudy. 54 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Mostly cloudy. 54 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 53 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Mostly cloudy. 53 degrees.